Welcome back for the second hour of this concert featuring the Bob Bowman and Clay Jenkins Jazz Quartet. They are performing at Cecil Recital Hall on the Montana State University Billings campus before a live audience. One thing that makes it so special to have Clay and Bob here at MSU Billings is that they were part of forming 60s and 70s jazz. These guys are still around and they're still playing music, and I think we have to learn as much as we can from them while they're here. This is your host, John Roberts. I'm a member of the music faculty at MSU Billings, teaching jazz ensembles, world music, low brass, and music theory. The next piece is Cole Porter's We Love You. Thank you.
I mean, Cole Porter, we love you. We'd like to invite some guys to help us out because we're running out of gas. Scott Jefferson and John Roberts to join us on something none of us have ever heard or even know. So,
thank you.
I guess you guys know these guys. They're great. And you're lucky to have them here. Scott Jeppesen and John Roberts. And great people.
Oddly enough, Scott Jeppesen, our new sax teacher here at MSU Billings, and myself studied with Clay Jenkins in Los Angeles at exactly the same time, which we didn't figure out until a couple weeks ago. We decided to play this tune about 40 seconds ago. Just talked to the band and we all know it, so we decided to play it. Choosing tunes like that and playing them with groups that you haven't played before is fairly standard fare for jazz musicians. Jazz musicians are expected to know a certain number of tunes and certain heads and melodies so that when they go to anywhere around the world to jam sessions or gigs, they can just call a tune and the entire band knows it. There are certain themes out there and melodies called standards that most jazz musicians know or work on. For those of you that aren't in the room tonight, it's amazing to watch the communication with all these musicians on stage. It's almost bordering genius. The way they hand off their solos to each other with just a smile or a look or even just putting their horn down and somebody picks up the pace where they left off. So this is also a interesting thing, one of the funnest things to watch jazz musicians do, the unspoken communication on stage and the seamless interaction between musicians who have played with each other for a long time.
Thank you. Thanks for being here. We're going to do one more tune and get in a wreck on the way home.
Yep.
And but we won't get hurt. This is a tune of mine. It's another blues, but it's kind of different than the last one. About a bar on Hipkin Lake, if any of you know where that is, up by West Jellison, which is where we live. And it's called Hipkin Happy Hour. It's named after a local bar that's hardly ever open anymore. So, anyhow, once again, Peter Slam. My friend forever, it seems like we have so much in common, like outdoors and you know, like not just out in the street, but like nature stuff. And sometimes we have to slinker, but we go way back and we just have, you know, so much in common, many friends in common, but really my very dearest friend, Clay Jenkins.
Thank you so much. Once again, Clay Jenkins, Peter Lamb, Jack McCormick, and Bob Bowman. Thank you. Oh, great pleasure. And keep going where we go. We might be back, you know. So, thank you so much. And thanks to John Roberts, and Scott Jefferson, and MSU. Thank you.
That last piece was a beautiful ballad by Miles Davis called Blue and Green. Most jazz musicians in the world know this piece, but this particular quartet played it at a genius level. Very unusual to hear a jazz quartet end their night, their encore being a slow ballad, whereas most jazz groups end with a fast up-tempo bebop tune or a fast swing tune. But that was quite brilliant. As you can tell by the amount of silence after they finished, the audience was just transfixed. That is one of the most gorgeous pieces out there, and it's a very short piece, but this band played it at an exquisite level. This concert is sponsored by the MSU Billings Yellow Jacket Jazz Club and Yellowstone Public Radio. The concert was engineered by Drew McDowell, a recent graduate of the music business degree at Montana State University Billings. The producers are Jackie Yamanaka and Jamie Granzella. Jamie is also a music business student at Montana State University Billings. Rob Massey, Patrick Williams, Kurt Wilson, Wesley Jessen provided the YouTube stream, and special thanks to YPR's Jim Nichols for his technical expertise and to the entire Department of Music at MSU Billings. I am your host, John Roberts, and this has been a wonderful afternoon of jazz with Clay Jenkins and Bob Bowman. Let's finish out this hour with a track from our newest faculty member at MSU Billings' music department, Dr. Scott Jeppesen on tenor saxophone.